proclamation number 4631 dated the May 8, 1949. Agonies of a renewed banishment in solid matter. No words can describe to you the agonies which a renewed banishment in solid matter entails for the spirits, because this state is inconceivable for the human mind. The spiritual substance perceives itself as a being and yet is unable to use its will, although it is aware of it as evidence of its existence as a being. The spiritual substance is held captive and was originally created as something that was able to be freely active. Hence its helplessness and weakness and constrained state result in inexpressible agonies which usually make it revolt even more instead of becoming submissive to God's will. Humanity is in possession of free will and is approaching this very painful state. It would still have enough time to avert this destiny from itself, yet it is not open to any presentation by knowing people, and it is completely lacking faith in retribution, in the soul's continuation of life, on account of which instructions will not be able to achieve anything, and thus the adversity of most people's souls is extremely severe. As yet the human being is still lord of creation. He is effectively in charge of it and able to avail himself of the creations according to his will, but one day he himself will be a work of creation again, at first a lifeless, immovable object which can be used but also remain unused throughout an inconceivably long time. One day he will be very far behind that which he is at the present time, and an infinite length of time will pass by until he has evolved into a human being again, into the being which is endowed with free will and the strength to use this will. However, the many stages it will have to pass through, the countless torments it will have to endure and abound will, and the activities it will have to accomplish are not comprehensible to a person and therefore hard to believe for him. And yet he himself is responsible for the fate of his soul after his body dies. As yet he still has the strength to carry out deeds of love which will avert this bitter fate from him. He still has the opportunity to take notice of God's will by listening to the divine word, and if he complies with this will, his nature will change and gain the right to a state of light and freedom after his physical death. As yet he is still able to use his intellect. He can think about himself, his creator and his purpose of life, and, if it is his will, he will also be able to believe. God approaches every person with his grace and gives them a small incentive to move in the right direction, to choose the right path. If the person is not opposed to it, then he will let himself be pushed onto the right path and the true goal will be assured to him. Yet God also pays attention to opposition, that is, he does not force a person against his will. But the person also bears the responsibility for his soul. He himself prepares its fate, which will be extremely painful, and to its inexpressible regret it will have to take the path of a renewed banishment, for God's grace may not be rejected, given that this also means a rejection of his love and thus a distancing of the soul instead of coming closer to him, which is the purpose and goal of earthly life. Only a few people will take the right path during the last days, and thus the adversity is gigantic and urgently requires corrective action. This is why God's servants on earth should mention the dreadful fate which will await the human soul if it does not change during the last days before the end. Time and again the end shall be described to them as approaching imminently. For time flies and demands utmost activity in order to still save those souls from the downfall which accept the admonitions and warnings and are willing to do what is good. For the day will come unexpectedly and will throw countless people into ruin, into death, i.e., into the constrained state within matter from which they will only be able to release themselves after an infinitely long time. Be warned, you humans, for it concerns eternity. It concerns yourselves, your souls, which are in acute danger and yet can still be saved if you are of good will. Amen.